In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today on this, the second Sunday of Advent, as we look at the collect for today, we see those words that in Scripture we read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. And again in the epistle, we see where whatsoever is written for was written for our learning. And then this beautiful hymn, the sermon hymn, speaks about the book of books or people's strength. It says something to all of us that we are a people who are willing to learn, who are willing to listen, because if we fail to do this, we will not receive Christ and understand Christ and be able to worship Christ. To understand Jesus, to learn about him, to know him, we have to read, mark, and learn, and inwardly digest. And today, in my sermon, I'm going to quote from one person who was a great teacher, from St. Luke chapter 3 and verse 4. As it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness." And he cried these words, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." So today, we encounter this great teacher who was one of the most powerful figures in the Bible. There he is in the desert, this great man, John the Baptist. But there was something unusual about him, that if we saw him, we would laugh at him because of how he dressed. He dressed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And to make things even more strange, he ate grasshoppers with honey. My God, this must be a mental man. You know, John was rugged. John was tough. And if he was on TV today, he would be the last standing survivor. But there is more to John than that. Let us look at him. John was the voice calling people, crying out in the desert. And what does he cry? He cries that theme of Advent, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. And what does that mean to you and me who come here Sunday after Sunday, who are desperately seeking God, want to understand God more and more? I think it means something different for each of us. Jesus wants a straight path into each of our hearts. What curves, what detours, what roadblocks are we putting in his way? If Jesus knocked on our door right now, could we welcome him with open arms, or would we hesitate? Probably we would say, "Oh Lord, could you come back later, a little later? I am not prepared right now." Would we be saying those words? Because our reasons, my friends, for not being prepared are very individual. But here are some examples. The first one is the most obvious. If there is something in my life or in our life that simply goes contrary to Jesus, that is a huge roadblock on the path of the Lord. Until we come to terms with this thing, until we take decisive action to clear it up, we cannot possibly welcome Jesus into our hearts. This is like the roadblock in the early life of one of the greatest theologians in Western Christianity, St. Augustine. Remember what he said. I know what I must do, Lord. Someday I will change, but not yet. He said those words. Someday, but not yet. The second example includes the more subtle curves we put into his straight path. Are we keeping someone out of our lives? Think about it. Are we keeping someone out of our lives because we cannot get over the hurt that they cause us? Is there a family member? Is there a friend or an associate we have not forgiven? Does subtle pride rule over our lives? Are we always conscious of self in what we do to win the praise and acceptance of others? Are we more focused inwardly on our own needs rather than outwardly toward others? These are like the curves in the path of Jesus, who wants a straight path into our hearts. And third and last, the third example is whether we are responding to Jesus with our whole hearts, or are we holding back? Are we holding on to something? Are we pursuing something? Or devoting our time and energy to something that takes preference over opening the way of Jesus with our whole hearts? The answer to that, my friends, lies in the depths of our hearts. If we feel like saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to get totally with the program once I have taken care of this or that, then our hearts are telling us we have speed bumps on the path of Jesus to us. John the Baptist cries out to you and to me, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. We can answer John in one of two ways. We can either say, John, you're too tough for me. You may dress in camel's hair and eat grasshoppers and wild honey, but that's not for me, even if the grasshoppers are dipped in the honey. Now I hear John answering, hear me. I am not asking you to imitate me. I am asking you to prepare the way of the Lord. You know in your heart what that means. Or number two, or we can answer, John, I know what you mean. I am listening to my heart, and my heart is telling me what I must do to make straight his path. Now I hear John answering, my friend, keep listening. Prepare the way of the Lord, and you are preparing to have the happiest Christmas of your life. Amen.